Blog Talk Radio.
And our only true and living God. Thank you for loving us. And for helping us to return your love in Jesus' name. Give us a fresh wind in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God, help us to stand in this last and evil day.
Help us to stand.
We come against every spirit that's not like you.
Every
spirit of bitterness and nasty attitudes and sickness. Affliction that tries to afflict the people. Every spirit of strife and confusion, spirit of arrogance and that proud spirit, disrespectful spirit, an overbearing spirit, a spirit that won't respect authority when the Bible says obey them to have rule over you.
To
rebuke any spirits that won't take advice, but they want to give all advice.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
We rebuke all disobedient spirit to leadership. Any haughty spirits, spirit of lying on people. We rebuke destructive devices. Every witch, every warlock, every enemy on assignment. In the name of Jesus. Every camouflaged demon and the division that the enemy tries to bring among the people of God. Instead of all that stuff, Lord, bring solidification. Solidify your people together. Unify them in Jesus' name. The resurrection blood of Jesus is against you. And help them work with one another and come together. Lord, instead of hatred, let us love each other even more. And, Lord, give us total victory. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us with love that cannot be broken. Lord, lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. Let the people receive their blessings that are waiting on them, God. The enemy wants to hold the blessings back. But let the people receive their blessings, even with their loved ones incarcerated. Thank you for releasing the seven that we spoke about some time ago and released them, Lord, on yesterday. We heard the seventh one had been released. But then you gave me to speak it again, that three more at least three more shall be released. Bless your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you that old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Bless the people. Bless the prayer line. Heal the sick. Live, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every person afflicted, God, touch their bodies on this prayer line and give ultra awesome miracles.
In
Jesus' name. Pray that they receive the desires of their heart. Look on their families. Minister to their minds. Lord, revolutionize them in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the enemy from their homes, oh God. Give them grace and mercy, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our souls say yes to thee. Thank you in Jesus' name. We pray this prayer according to the word of God in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God. And everything that I ask, thank you for it. Yes, sir. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless all of y'all on this prayer life. Y'all awake. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. And to you. And to you. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good
morning. Well, while you got that good morning going, let's say good morning to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Father. Good morning, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. I'm always interested to see. I see.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
So many people on this prayer line, but I'm always interested to see who can wake up and thank the Lord. I can thank him at midnight and 1 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, 5 a.m. But can you wake up and thank him at 6 o'clock? Has he been that good to you? Really? Has he really been? Do you realize that you could have died last night?
Yeah.
Here you are able to say thank you, Jesus. That's why I have this praise check. Amen. I have a praise check to see what level you're on. That's what God gave me. He may not have given it to somebody else, but he gave it to me. And so I want to have a praise check. Get that praise voice out. Don't be talking about, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Wake up here. And do you know how many people in the hospital would love to change places with you?
Ooh, yeah.
And in the graveyard would love to change places. Dead folk, as I know, can't really open their mouths like that and give God audible praise. Amen. So why don't you praise him? I want to see how many of y'all are awake this morning. Let's praise him. Praise check. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you did that for what you did, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell Sister Mary and your daughter and your grandchildren, then I'm praying for them. Your brother, all those with you, you're praying for them. Amen. God bless you. Father, I pray that you lift every heavy burden off of them.
Do it, Lord.
Help them through the storm and help them through the rain.
Jesus,
I pray that you wipe weeping eyes and see them through this. Let something good happen to them through this. Let somebody be saved in Jesus' name. And let let the family be together in unity. I rebuke confusion. God, let the family be unified. And thank you for everything you're doing and everything you've done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Elder Coates, are you there? Bless you. If you are, let me know.
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. I want to hear you talk this morning. I'll be coming back to you. Amen. I was going to use Mother Johnson, but I'm going to call her on another day here. But if you're ready, I mean, if you're there, get ready. You can talk about God, and I'll be back in just a minute. I'm going to ask to identify our stations here. Pastor Kevin Strada, give us an identification, and then followed by Ambassador Julie Hagan. And she's on the line. God bless you. Go ahead, Pastor Strada, in the name of Jesus.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. God bless you. Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, we are giving honor to God for each and every one of you this morning. We honor God for just allowing us to be here on the GMAP Broadcast Network. And we thank God for the opportunity for being able to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line every weekday morning. I am Pastor Kevin Strada from the GMAP Broadcast Network. We are the number one faith-based, motivational, and inspirational broadcast network over the Internet. We are located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number one, .com. Broadcasting all over the world, broadcasting on several different network sites. We just want to encourage you to stop by the GMAP Broadcast Network. Sign up to be a free member. Be a member, be a friend. Be blessed and be a blessing. God bless each and every one of you. We'll turn it back over to you at this time, Dr. Johnson. God bless you.
And may I say that yesterday you were tremendous, amen. You were marvelous. Thank God for you. He spoke on yesterday, folks, and he was a blessing to the prayer line. I want to thank God for Ambassador Hagan. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Adley Johnson, and to all of the staff that are here today, as well as all the callers from all around the world. We are broadcasting in the live studio on the NPA radio. I'm hosted by Blog Talk Radio. The Blog Talk Radio is certainly the largest radio talk show there is in the world. We have over a million listeners. We can be accessed through and via iTunes, podcasts, smartphones, just anywhere in the world we can be accessed. And the number to our line where we are that you can call and interact directly with us as well as the host, that number is 347-934-0207. God bless you all, and back to you, Dr. Johnson.
And I would be remiss if I didn't thank you and also thank, again, Pastor Strada. Amen. This is a wonderful ministry. Thank God for both of you. And let me greet the listeners from all over the world. We do thank God for you. Amen. All of you on the prayer line, don't be nervous, although there are, you know, tremendous audience here listening. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful blessing to be able to say something for Jesus. Amen. Millions of listeners. And thank God, may I make this decree on you as Melchizedek had the privilege of making a decree over the people there in Jerusalem. I decree that something good is going to happen to you this day. And everything I say, heaven echoes it. I heard heaven say something good is going to happen to you this day. Receive it, grab it for yourself. It shall happen to you. I decree it for myself. this day something good is going to happen for me in the name of Jesus. All right. God bless all of you. I'm going to go to Elder Coates. Elder Coates, you're always...
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. What did you say?
I just acknowledge that I am here.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you, Elder Coates. Amen. I just I want to do it like you came to Amazing Grace. And I just said I want to have words from Elder Coates and just gave it to you, and you blessed us so much. Amen. I want you to bless us this morning. I've talked to my mother this morning, and she wants to hear some of our men. And that's a wonderful thing. Mom is a wise lady. And she's right. And I want to hear amen too. Amen. Bless us, Elder Coates, this morning. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord, Johnson, to you and to your dear mother, 94, I believe you said.
Yes, sir.
And when I have come there, I say this and I say it again, she's a good-looking person, and I don't take her for no 94. God has blessed her. And also, when I was there, I had opportunity to meet Sister Gina, and she looks just like a boy. She's a small woman, but she looked like she loved God.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thank God for this opportunity. Praise the Lord. And I did not expect this morning. But certainly any time we have an opportunity about God, it's appreciated. This is an unusual ministry you have here, Elder Johnson. This is beautiful.
Thank you.
And I find that you're a person that give everybody an opportunity. You celebrate everybody. You encourage everybody. And that's beautiful. But, you know, I was thinking about how that when I come this way, my father saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, my mother as well. So I was born in this way. And I would hear people talking about every time when they would get up to testify, the first thing they would say, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, and then they would report victory over sin. Brother Johnson, people seem like to me they're getting away from reporting victory over sin. See, that's what in my thinking is what keeps the devil in his place. When we read over in Revelation, the Christian overcame him, who? The devil. That's how we overcome him. How? By the blood of the Lamb, the shed blood of our Savior at Calvary. And then it says, by the word, what word? Of our testimony. I believe the one word the devil don't want to hear is that we have been redeemed. We've been redeemed. In other words, we were sold under sin at one time. He had us blinded. He had us opposing ourselves. I was a man, I would drink, steal, lie, chase, all of those things, because he had me opposing myself. He had me confused. Then the Lord Jesus Christ came in. Oh, thank God for the Holy Ghost. You don't know what, well, I guess you do know what you're doing. You're doing a great thing. When we bring it to the attention of the people, we've got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the only thing that's going to keep us saved, keep us sanctified, keep us walking in this way of truth. We have to have the Holy Ghost. What is that? That is a treasure that we have, according to the Bible, in earthen vessels. God has had so much love for us. He have come down, come on the inside of us. One time he was coming upon the people. No, now he's within us. We have the opportunity. We are blessed to have God on the inside, letting us know, don't do that, don't do that. And then he'll show you right in the word. You might look at a woman. He said, Job said, I've made a covenant with my eyes. What are you talking about? A covenant is an agreement that you make with God. You're not going to do this, you're not going to do that. Make a covenant with your eyes. You see something attempting to tempt you or whatever it is, the Spirit of the Lord will bring the word of God to you and let you know, this is not the way to go.
Amen.
And he'll show you out of his word what to do and how to do. Now, I contacted someone in your ministry, Elder Johnson, and I'm hoping to hear from them because the Bible talks about not purloining, but showing good fidelity. If you say you're going to do something, you should do that, and with all the technology that we have today, let that person know why you didn't do it. This is someone in your ministry, and I feel a little bit let down about that, but God's going to take care of that. You're a praying man, and this church was prayed out before it was preached out. Elder Mason was a praying man. They tell me that man would pray sometime 5-6 hours a day, maybe even more than that. The brethren would get into some kind of discussion or some kind of confusion. He'd go there. He would not talk about it. He would just pray about it. When he got through praying, he would get up. If the confusion was still prevailing, he would continue to pray. He would pray and pray until all of the situation was straightened out. We are going to have to be praying. We're going to have to be living the life, showing God that we mean business. As I said when I spoke here one other time, Holy Ghost is the earnest of our salvation. That's letting God know we are serious about this. We really want to do this. And I heard you say once how there are a lot of people that we are taking for granted that they're filled with Holy Ghost. You never hear them say it? I'm talking about bishops. I'm talking about elders. We're not to be taking this for granted.
No, sir.
Those men, just like the people in the pews and things, we should know whether they're truly living what they say they're living, not just because they have these little black collars or whatever it is. Why can't they say, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm living above and free from sin? We should be able to hear that from all the people, because that's the greatest gift that God has given us.
Amen.
Thank you so much for this time.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
I thank you so much for this time, Elder. You're doing something. You are doing something that I haven't heard for a long time. The Holy Ghost, we used to say it's a precious, the precious gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, hallelujah.
It's precious. It's nothing like it. It's joy unspeakable. What do you mean unspeakable? You cannot even explain when the Spirit of God just gives you a touch. My God, I've had a touch from God last me all day long. Just a touch from God. This thing is just as real as you hear my voice on this radio, I mean this telephone right now. This is real. This is precious. And what we need to be doing is contending for that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. What do you mean contend? Struggle. Struggle. Put in some time. Push back the plate. Push back the water. Fasting and praying and struggling and suffering. This is a suffering way. Why can't we be in fellowship of his suffering? All we're talking about is in the fellowship of his resurrection. That's fine. But Jesus went through something. And those movies and things, they cannot tell the story like what our Savior went through. If he suffered, we can suffer. He said, if you suffer with me, you shall also reign with me. Elder, we are blessed. Mother Adelie Johnson, we are blessed. Every time I hear come on and she speak about those things, that this is the way we used to talk, all of us.
Thank you, Jesus.
We've got to get back to what God is calling for. God is calling for holiness. When I came this way, that's all those preachers was talking about. They didn't have a whole lot of education. And so it was with the disciples. The Bible said they were unlearned men. But the people, when they looked upon them, they could see that they had been in the presence of God. When you're truly filled with the Holy Ghost, you don't have to be going to school to learn this and that and learn this and that. No, the Holy Ghost will come in and teach you what to do, what to say, how to say. All of that is in God. Elder Mason said when he would go forth, he wouldn't go forth until he got from God how to do, what to say, and say before he got really where he wanted to be in God, 3 days, 3 nights, no food, no water. This is what God is calling for. Struggle, contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of God. Then sometime when you get through like this, they say that's the old way. No, it's not old. It's new. It's real. Can you find any medicine where a person just lay hands on you? And I've had it happen to me so many times. I've had it happen to my wife. One time I was here throwing up, all kind of pain. I got on the phone. I said, honey, I don't know what this is. She said, I'll be right there. She got a few long way off. Soon as she got to the house, I'm throwing up, I'm convulsing, whatever it was, laid hands on me, prayed the prayer of faith, all of that disappeared. This kind of God that we are serving has not changed. The only change is in us. We have stopped contending. We have stopped struggling. We have stopped fasting and praying, reading the word of God, assembling ourselves, praying unto our God. He has not changed, Ella Johnson. He has not changed.
Amen.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, my God. Thank you for...
Thank you so much. I didn't expect it, but as I said at the outset, you celebrate people. You give people an opportunity.
Yes.
And I thank God. Thank God for this prayer line. Y'all pray for me and mine. God bless you.
God bless you.
That's the Elder Coates, amen, here from Kansas City, Kansas.
Yes.
What a blessing he is to the body of Christ. Amen. No, it's not the old way. It's God's way. Amen. He's teaching the Lord's way. Sanctification, living for the Lord. Amen. Be ye holy, for I am holy. I mean, that's not a denomination. It's a way of life that we are supposed to live in the name of Jesus. Thank you again and again. God bless you. My. Now, I hope y'all were thinking about the goodness of Jesus. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. If he saved you and done something wonderful in your life, and I know he has, why don't you tell it? The Bible says in Psalms 105, verses 1, that we ought to make known his deeds, make known what he's done before the people. Why don't you make known his deeds before the people? I want to ask somebody, one of our assistants, or any of you, let me see who will ask this morning to get these praise reports. Oh, my God. Sister Lucille, are you still there?
Yes, Sister Lucille,
I want you to speak out. And I know you lost your father yesterday. I'm following the Holy Ghost. Get those praise reports. Give a praise report. And ask for the people who have praise reports to come.